Welcome back to the Hitchhiker's Guide to ESG Investing. High quality, transparent, standardized data is key to creating a sound environmental, social, and governance investing strategy. So today we're going to talk about organizations that collect and analyze ESG data. I'm Jessica McHugh, Marketing and Communications Director here at Sage. And today I have with me Emma Harper and Andy Pareda, two of Sage's ESG research analysts. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having us.
Let's start off by talking about ESG data provider landscape. How many organizations today are providing information about company sustainability and environmental, social, and governance data?
Yeah, so I kind of looked into this more recently because over the past several years, we've heard about how many ESG data providers there are, aren't. And back in 2016, it was around 125. But upon further research, there's about over 600 ESG data providers globally at this point. So you can really see the growth from 2016 at around 125 to over 600 today. It's basically just exploded.
Wow, that is enormous growth, over 600 ESG data providers today. So at some point, we're going to see the space mature, right? Are we seeing signs of that now?
Yeah, so there has been a ton of consolidation. You know, just to name a few, the most recent, I believe, was the Morningstar final acquisition of the remaining 60% of Sustainalytics that just happened. They had 40% and they went ahead and did the remaining 60% on that. MSCI has been doing acquisitions, which is another large data provider in the space. S&P Global of, you know, S&P rating agency has done their own acquisitions of Verbico and Trucost. So there's a ton of consolidation in this space. And I think, you know, with S&P and Moody's and Morningstar gathering up these ESG data providers, you can really see, I think, a change in attitude happening here from the major rating providers that understand that ESG data is not going anywhere. It's important, and it's something that they obviously are deeply incorporating into their own analysis and rating. So that's something exciting to see, I think.
And what type of information are they collecting from companies, and how are they collecting this information?
Well, Jessica, there's a lot of good information that the companies have access to, and there's a lot of overlap amongst all of them. I would say that the first thing is that companies are going to be looking at for the ESG ratings are what information is publicly released by that company. And so we'll find that the ESG analysts are looking at things like the 10K, sustainability reports, and any other information that is put out by that corporation. The other thing that we also find that companies are looking at is publicly available information, such as press releases or Glassdoor information that they can find and get off of the internet. But then the third area that I think is sometimes unique to certain companies is they will actually privately engage with companies, having them fill out surveys. Rubico Sam is an example of that. They have for years given these companies surveys and then gathered information off those responses and then used that as a key component of their scoring.
So these ESG data providers are looking at a mix of information, data that comes directly from companies themselves, articles about the companies, and then sometimes they're engaging directly with the companies.
I mean, I think the big thing is that a lot of these companies use the same information, but how they come to their conclusions is you really have to look in the methodology as to how they're weighting their scores, what they're using to come to their final conclusion, because they have access to a lot of the same information. But in the end, it's how they interpret it and how they feel is the most material issues at hand, right, from ESG's perspective.
And so because the ESG data providers have sometimes differing methodologies in how they rate a company or an industry, are you seeing a lot of differences in the ratings or ESG rankings of companies?
I think that you will see that there are some times where we will see the ESG rating agencies aligned on various companies, but there are a lot of times where we actually see what we call a score divergence, where MSCI may have a company rated as a AAA, which indicates it's their top rated company, but then Sustainalytics will have it within their risk score that it is considered a high risk company, and then ISS, which we use, may also then come and give it a score like a C minus. And so we have to do a lot of kind of looking at why they come to those conclusions, because sometimes it's not always that it's readily apparent. And so a lot of the work that is done from us at Sage is to kind of look into that information and to see why there is a difference.
So we have access to a lot of this information, and Sage really understands the differences and similarities of how the ESG data providers analyze companies. You know, how is Sage further analyzing this data about companies? What is most important to us?
We actually look at governance and intentionality being the two things that are going to make for a solid leader versus its peers in terms of ESG. And what we mean by that is if a company has good governance or is well governed from the core, it's more likely to care about its society that it operates in, its employees that, you know, it hires, and then also the environment at large. And so it really starts from a core, well-governed company. And then also we want companies that are well-intentioned. So we want companies that are looking to improve. They may not be perfect right now, but they have the right intentionality to become better in the long run and become even more sustainable in the long run. So those are the two, I would say, most important aspects that we look at, and then we go from there.
And how does Sage distill our analysis into an easy way for investors to gauge the sustainability of a holding or a portfolio? Could you tell us about the Sage ESG Leaf Score?
Sure. So as I talked about, governance and intentionality are certainly part of the Leaf Score framework and analysis. We also look at financial materiality of different ESG factors when we're looking at Leaf analysis. And really the most important part of the Leaf Score is the fact that it is an easy to understand system. It's a 1 to 5 rating system, and where we look at 1 leaf issuers as ESG laggards, all the way up to 5 leaf issuers that are considered ESG leaders. And we wanted it to be understandable for our clients to not put numbers or letters or all kinds of different rating systems on statements. We wanted it to be, you know, here's a 1 leaf or here's a 5 leaf, and you can really tell where these issuers are from an ESG perspective in terms of our Sage view. And so that's really the impetus of why we wanted to create the Leaf Score, is because we didn't want to have it be kind of this confusing, nebulous kind of, number or something out there. We wanted it to be easily discernible and understandable for our clients.
So it sounds like there are many data providers to choose from, but we're starting to see some consolidation here as the industry matures. Sage has provided insight into how we use ESG data to create our own proprietary Sage ESG Leaf Score so that our clients can quickly determine the level of sustainability of a holding or a portfolio. As always, thank you for listening. You can find us on sageadvisory.com and at Sage Advisory on LinkedIn and Instagram.
Sage Advisory Services is a registered investment advisor that provides investment management services for a variety of institutions and high net worth individuals. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice or an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security, strategy, or an investment product. Investors should make their own decisions on investment strategies based on their specific investment objectives and financial circumstances. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. For additional information on Sage and its investment management services, please view our website at www.sageadvisory.com or refer to our form ADV, which is available upon request by calling 512-327-5530.